Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who was driving the beer truck that flipped over in Tempe yesterday morning.
What?
I got like 230 packs out of that spill.
Yeah, I went on the Facebook, on ABC 15's Facebook page, and I posted. I said, you know what? Everybody grab your straws and gravel sifters, and let's all get drunk.
Oh, man, I wish I would have known. I would have called off work. You would have seen me just kissing the asphalt.
Kissing the asphalt.
Nothing like some hot beer.
Man, you guys know the sucker fishes on the side of your fish tanks?
Yeah.
That would have been me on the ground just getting every morsel of beer off the ground.
Is it bad that I wanted to eat the sucker fish on the side of my fish tank?
That is bad, but then again, you are a fat ass.
That is true. We established that earlier today.
Not a badass, but a fat ass.
Yeah, glad I left my feelings at home. Ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the show, off the Twitter, Matamu, what it do? Off the Twitter. There she is.
Bro.
She chiming in early. Mata Martha was holding it down on social media, right?
She has been, and she's been blowing me up on Snap, and it is not a bad thing. It is not Martha.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong.
Matamu,
what it do? I don't see nothing wrong with that. Blow him up.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Because it's your thing, Mata Martha.
Ooh.
It's your thing, girl.
It's your thing.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Glendale, Arizona. We'll be giving away a 1992 Pontiac Grand Am later on. Be caller number 10 to 602-555-4444. That's 602-555-444. Chance to win today's giveaway car, Power Pack 12, number 10, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you live. I thought this intro was going to happen already, but now it's going to come right now. Oh, it's the instrumental. That's why it's the
instrumental. What do you think would happen if I call that number you just said?
602-555?
Yeah, 4444.
Yeah. Pizza Hut.
I was sitting here like, man, can I call his number? Because I need a new car. Lord knows.
It's Pizza Hut. That's the number that I gave you, was Pizza Hut.
Ooh, nice.
But that's not what we're here about. Oh, man.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I didn't put my
hello.
Lady K is chiming in all the way from the blue. Lady K, we figured out something very interesting. Detail, would you like to share what we figured out? On our Facebook monitor that's on the wall that nobody can see but us?
Oh, yes. We figured out that our Facebook monitor tells us the time, East Coast time.
Lady K-Land, you said.
And Lady K-Land.
And Lady K-Land. So our Facebook monitor is set to East Coast, which is really confusing as Facebook's hub is in California.
What? Mm.
It sounds like a conspiracy to me. But we're not here for that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not what we're here for.
That's not what we're here for. BuzzFeed has released a new survey on our restaurant habits. And I want to see how we agree with some of these findings of restaurant havers.
Habits.
That's okay. Very, very loud. I apologize for that lip. I'll bring the level down because I want to be able to use the spacer. All right, there we go. All right, 85% of people pick a booth over a standard table when going to a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Philippius?
Yes.
Really?
But see, I have a reason as to why I pick a booth.
Ask why?
I usually pick booths along the wall, and like I like to have my back against a wall so that I don't have anyone behind me and I can see everyone coming in or like what's going on in the restaurant.
See, that's my Achilles heel. I have to have my back to the general most the space with the most people because I'm a people watcher. If I can see what else is going, if my back is against the wall or a window or something, and I can see what else is going on in the restaurant, I ain't paying attention to a dog-ass thing that's happening at the table.
See, and that's why me and you get together, because we go good together, because I'm the opposite way. Like, if I have my back to people, I'm nervous the whole time, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on behind me. If I'm sitting and I can see everybody, I'm like, okay, cool. I can listen to you, and I can still multitask and watch everybody else, make sure ain't nobody. If someone's going to come and try to stab you, I'm like, hey, Corey, get the hell out the way.
Yeah, duck, boo, duck.
Exactly, but boom, they going to do.
Mata Martha off the Twitter chimes in. She says she goes for booths, too. And you know what? Like, if you hit a booth, like, at a Denny's.
Yeah.
The newer ones, the remodeled Denny's, the booths are comfortable. You just have yourself one of them nice little burgers that they got out. Them new signature line of burgers are thebomb.com.
Are they? I haven't tried them.
They are very good.
Okay, I'm going to try them now.
And then you can just lay down in the booth.
Oh, and go to sleep. Sleepositis.
Now, where the booth works against you,
mm-hmm.
Waffle House.
Yes.
Waffle House is not fat people approved, even though fat people go there all the time. I sit in a Waffle House booth. And I have to order butter first to lube up the side of the table and the booth seat itself so I can slide it in. And all these man-chi-chis right here, these man-chi-chi-chi-chanjas, they're going to be right up here. They're going to be right up here under my chin when I sit in that booth. They're going to be sitting right here, DT, just right here. Right there up against my chin. 71% of people, restaurant goers, would rather sit inside than outside.
Well, here in Arizona, it's a must.
Yeah.
Exactly. Unless the restaurant has, like, those industrial-sized misters outside, you will not catch me outside.
Not even in Arizona do those misters work, because what happens in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, Lady K, all of you over there in Lady K land, they put these misters out there, and they advertise that there's misters on our patio.
Yeah.
Because Arizona passed the smoking ban a few years ago, the patio is now also the smoking section. But what they didn't account for was the hot hair blow dryer wind that comes through our state, mm-hmm. that takes all the heat, puts it right in your face, and lifts the mister spray up and over the patio. So the misters actually don't have a purpose at all Arizona.
There are those some places that have the misters on the floor where they mist up.
That's that little water park's kids thing at the mall that you think is a mister.
The splash pad.
DT, that's a splash pad for the kids.
Dang. I thought it was innovative.
Oh, y'all, they blowing us up on the... JR says that he is a booth guy, too. 63... they going in on Twitter. 63% order pretty much the exact same thing every time they go to a restaurant.
You got to. I mean... If you got it right the first time, why tempt the bull?
That's like, true.
If that restaurant can do that one meal right every single time you go, why try to give them a chance to mess it up? Why give them a chance to mess it up?
Here we go, searching for...
I'm sorry.
No!
I wasn't ready!
Lady K, going back to the inside or outside, Lady K makes a really great point on Twitter. Lady K chimes in and says, doesn't make a difference to where she sits. She's focused on the company and the food. Can she be more Southern hospitality?
But Lady K, if you lived in Arizona, it would matter, because the company and the food wouldn't mean nothing if they're melting when you're outside.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
When you go to a restaurant, do you order the... You don't eat out much, but when you do, to a restaurant, not fast food, do you particularly order the same thing?
No.
No? You venture out and kind of experiment a little bit?
Yeah.
See, I'm an experimenter as well.
Like, I'll see that, you know, like, they're advertising, oh, this new whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me try that.
Okay.
I can't. I go to Waffle House and I get the same exact thing every single time.
You really do. But you know what? I can't complain, because I do too at Waffle House. But it's Waffle House.
But what is Waffle House?
Their menu is a quarter of a page.
Yeah,
that's true.
Unless you want to run the risk of salmonella and go for a lunch special.
See, but I don't know. Once I find gold, I'm like, I'm going to keep going for that gold. Unless someone says, hey, I've been here and, like, you got to try this. I tried it last time I was here. It was really, really good. Like, if you gave me a recommendation on something I normally wouldn't get,
yes.
then I would take that recommendation and run with it.
Okay.
And try it.
That's
But
fair.
if
I gave him that recommendation, he probably
I'm like,
wouldn't.
I don't trust Lip. Lip changes his hair like every other week.
Yeah. only 38% try to order something healthy when they visit a restaurant.
That.
I'm just saying, you're going to a restaurant. If you want a healthy, you can cook at home.
Okay.
I'm going out to be gluttonous.
Yes.
All right. I'm going out to feed my inner fat kid. I'm going out to feed Corey Blaze. Like, that's what I'm there for. Give me like a whole slap of bacon fat. Like, I want everything just drenched in like the greasiest grease that you can find.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay,
grease that's been cooked in like 17 times.
Oh,
and then throw.
No.
I want the season of every food you cook before me.
41% say they have never eaten at a restaurant alone.
Oh, I eat all the restaurants alone all the time.
I have never done that. I've never eaten at a restaurant by myself.
See, I've gone to the movies by myself.
Can't do that.
I've gone to restaurants by myself. I've gone bowling by myself.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, it's not. It's
well, it's sad to me, but
it's not sad.
A little bit.
I have friends. I'm great company.
You have many friends and homeboys. I'm not one, but many friends and
acquaintance.
No, I'm not even that.
No. He's just Corey.
I'm boss.
You're a fly on the wall.
No, I've heard him talk on the phone. I'm boss dude.
Oh,
hey, when the shoe fits,
wear it. You have many friends. There's no excuse. Lip, have you ever eaten at a restaurant by yourself?
No.
Neither have I. That's eating at a restaurant by itself is as foreign to me as going to a movie by yourself. But then again, you know what? I'm actually inching towards going to a movie by myself. Mata Martha off the Twitter says that she eats by herself all the time. She doesn't think it's that bad.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
Do we have a match?
He said match. All right.
I did say match.
35% don't wait for everyone else's food to come out before they start eating.
See, I like to pray over my food. So I wait for everything to hit the table because a lot of my friends don't pray over their food.
Okay.
So I pray over the table. So I wait for all the food to get there before I start eating.
See, but the thing is, if you're at a good restaurant, all the food should be there at the same time.
Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding,
exactly.
Ding, ding. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Exactly.
You've got to, if it's a reputable restaurant and they got their S together, see how I edited myself, PJ? When they got their S together, they will bring all the food together. And I've never experienced this. Where the food comes out separately, other than like at a lower end, like Waffle
like
House. My neighborhood Denny's has come out when I've been there with a group of four or more people, and they've got the big, huge, round, brown tray.
Yeah,
and
usually
the
they
kid
do that,
carrier.
But sometimes they be messing up. They ain't on their S all the time.
That's very, very true. That's very, very true.
Applebee's does it a lot, though.
58% of people like it when the staff sings happy birthday, and 38% only like it if it isn't their birthday.
I don't know. I like to say it's my friend's birthday when it's not.
I do that all the time.
Like, just as
you
a
get,
joke.
You get free fried ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a free drink.
But see, I like that when they sing happy birthday to me because, you know,
I've never had it.
I'm a spotlight whore.
I've never gone to a restaurant on my birthday where they sung happy birthday to me.
Best place that I think that they do, if they still do it, best place here in Arizona that does a really good embarrassing birthday sing is Texas Roadhouse.
I got that one.
You got it, Lip.
That's when they put you on the saddle, don't they?
They put you on the saddle and let you ride it. My pony, my saddle's
waiting.
Coming, jump on it.
Lip doesn't know that song.
Exactly, Lip doesn't know that. All right, last one. 76% of people get dessert every single time they go out. 19% say they never get dessert.
I'm part of that 19%. I never get dessert.
Really?
Yeah. I'm usually full before that time.
Usually when I go, I take the dessert home with me.
You take it home? Well, the way...
You know what I mean.
Well, the way that I approach it is that I normally start with dessert.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I got the Lord. I got the Lord. I got the good Lord, it's going down on me.
Down on me, I got the Lord.
I got the good Lord, it's going down on me.
The good Lord is going down on you? What is that supposed to mean, Charlie?
What? It's
like, why are you dressed like this?
Come on, man, it's perfect.
Where did you get it?
I have my sources.
Charlie, I told you to dress nice, and we look like salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, we look good, we look good.
All right, let's just get started.
Here's a confession. I'm in love with a man.
What?
I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
Can I talk to you, please?
Speak it
in private.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Jim Jones. You found the four people on the planet dumb enough to listen to your sh-
Oh, forgive him, Lord, for he know not what he said.
Give it a rest, dude. You're not the Messiah, and you don't know about the Bible.
You know, it really sounds like somebody in this room is jealous.
Yeah, because it's bull. I'm the one that wanted to become a priest. I'm the one that knew it was the Virgin Mary. I'm the one that should have followers.
Sorry, bro, you just suck at it.
Yeah? Well, you want to have a little competition?
Like what? Let's go toe-to-toe in the Bible, bitch. Ask and ye shall receive. Sucker.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Car wash, yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide and heard by the best Fatmatics all over the world. And that's you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
Our associate producer, switching the cams, Daniel Taylor.
That dude.
A little premature on the sub dude, wasn't he?
Yes.
He knows I'm a slave to the script. I don't have sub dude written in here.
That dude.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor, over there.
That dude.
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show, just like Mata Marta did while we were in the opening. She said, dessert expensive.
Dessert expensive.
You like my Mata Marta? Yeah, dessert expensive.
She got angry because grammar went out the window.
All right. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon. And Amazon wants me to remind you that they've got everything that your daddy wants or your daddy figures in your life deserve. You know, a lot of people don't have their daddies. You know, and it's a sad thing, but it's a true thing. You gotta just keep it honest. But whether it's a father figure, or a man that you just look up to, honor him on Father's Day and get a special gift that appeals right to him through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the banner on our website or tapping the Amazon icon on our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's very easy. You want to give something, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your preacher, your pastor, your bishop, your priest, somebody that is a man that has a dangle in berries, get them a gift. A Father's Day gift. Father's Day is this coming Saturday. Order now, and if you have Prime, you get it shipped to your house. If you order it tonight, it'll be to your house by Saturday. If you don't have Prime, get your little silly asses over to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Sign up for Prime, and if you do, I'll give you 30 days free. For the first 30 days, I will give you Prime for free when you sign up through fatguyradioshow.com. Lim, how does that sound?
Great.
It does. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, where you want to get all your Father's Day meals. I talked right up through that entire intro. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Quick question about the Father's Day thing.
Quick answer.
How do you guys feel about those single mothers who say, oh, I'm celebrating Father's Day because I'm both a mother and a father?
Lip, you want to take that one?
That doesn't work with me. Sorry.
Okay, here's mine. Oh, that's the Memorial Day bit. I thought it was the actual. Oh, here it is.
Memorial Day.
To each his own.
Okay.
If a woman wants to say, I'm the mama and daddy, we have lots of single mothers that listen to this show.
Yeah.
I grew up, half of my childhood was in a single parent household, though I had
both my mother and father in my life, through my teen years, my mother and father were separated. They were divorced. So I classify as me having half claim on a single parent household. So I know my mom did a whole lot more during certain periods of my life than my dad did.
Okay.
So when it comes down to mothers saying, hey, I should get honored on Mother's Day, I say this. Mothers should actually be honored every day if they're a good mom.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way that I look at it. Honor them every day. It doesn't have to take, the honor doesn't have to come under the stipulation of a day, a title, a celebration. I like to send my mom flowers for no reason.
Yeah.
That's just the way that I do. I honor it. So that's the way that I approach that.
See, and I was raised in a single parent household, but I was raised by my father. And every Mother's Day, and my dad did a crap ton. Like, he was my mother and my father.
Uh-huh.
Like, and he deserved both holidays. But every Mother's Day,
give it to him.
He said, I don't want anything. Call your mom.
There you go. And that's what a real dad should say. So I say, you know what? If they're raising it, I say do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guarantee you if a child is honoring their parent, that parent most likely deserves it. Now, if your little badass kid ain't gave you nothing for Father's Day and Mother's Day, because this wouldn't be Fat Guy Radio Show if we didn't make it just, you know, if we made it too cutesy.
Yeah.
If your kid don't honor your ass on Father's Day or Mother's Day, you better check yourself because your kid don't like you. Mm. Your kid don't like your punk ass.
You better sleep with a shotgun on your pillow.
Hey, I got three words for you. Ma-nin-des brothers. Adding a fourth.
Ma-nin-des brothers. He said, when you're angry, you can't count.
Lady K out the Twitter says, Mother's Day is good enough for you. Lady K, no, it's not. Every day should be Lady K Day.
Exactly.
Because
except for Modern Martha's Day.
Modern Martha's Day is the 29th of February. I'm kidding, Mama Martha. I'm only slamming you because you went to that taco shop and didn't bring no damn tacos by the studio. You right up the street.
Yeah, she told me she's going to take me to the spot to get some good carne asada fries. Didn't even tell me the name of the spot.
You know what the spot is.
I don't know what the spot
is. You know what the spot is.
What's the spot?
There's a taco spot.
You know the spot, and it starts with the letter after H.
The G spot?
Oh, you nasty. Oh, sorry.
What bet is that?
I don't know. I meant to hit.
Are you
this
on
one.
Bay 11?
No.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Lady K. Well, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that to her. I'm not going to do that to her.
Can you throw that on real quick? I got something to say.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go to your solo shot, bitch.
Okay. I got you.
Give it to Martha Moon. Martha, this for you.
Girl. Waiting for that time when you take me to that spot where the fries are golden brown and the meat just piping hot, cheese melt.
Sorry, Lady K. Lady K says the G is before the H, you idiot. I'm kidding.
I'm angry. I can't spell.
She didn't call me. I'm angry. I can't spell. You know when you're angry, spelling goes right out the window. Oh, crap. Show's over. Good night.
Night.
Oh, man.
See you at the top. Hello.
Wow. We're out of control here.
Hey. All right, I'm gonna do the intro again because now I want to play the sound bit. All right, I'm Corey Blaze, your host. That's Philippius over there, our producer. Yes. And on the ones and twos is our associate producer.
John Cena.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, I know.
Memories. The show spins out of control.
Memories. Uh-uh. Well, I cursed already. The show's done.
Yeah, ladies, let me tell you something about it. This big sexy chocolate over here. Oh! You know, when I lay you down, smear Crisco oil all over your body, I'm just expecting that when we make sweet love, girl, you know I love you. It will smell like bacon.
No,
Wow, bacon.
We are an international radio
show. It will smell like bacon.
We are an international radio show, and this is what we open up our show with.
Yes.
I apologize for that. We'll start the show later, ladies and gentlemen. Just stick around.
Join us tomorrow.
The real show. The real show will start shortly. Okay, I need to get something out of the way.
All right.
Let's go.
It's not too often. Ooh, where'd that Boston come from?
It's not too often.
It's not too often that you get into the car. It's not too often that I bring family matters to the table.
Yeah.
Because the last thing that I want to do is take a family moment and exploit it for entertainment value for all the fat addicts across the world.
Exactly. No one wants to do that.
My little Negro nephew, Marquise, got a problem.
Marquise Chris.
Not Marquise Chris. I wish that was my nephew, but he's not. My little nephew, Marquise, has a problem. And I need to squash it right here on the show.
Okay, what's his problem?
Now, for those of you that may be new listeners to the show, or you may just be tripping over this on iTunes right now, give me a moment because I'm about to go into the file marked F for effing family.
Okay.
Marquise's mother, Vicky, is my blood sister. We have different mamas, but we have the same old ass daddy.
Okay.
Love you, daddy. And I know he's going to listen to this part because I was talking to him today about it. But Marquise, who came from the bowels of my sister Vicky, swears up and down that the guy talking into this microphone right now, looking into camera number one and pushing these important buttons, is not the brother to his mother.
Okay.
He does not believe that. And the reason why this has festered for months. Of Marquise and my sister Vicky going back and forth about, hey, that's my brother. No, mom, it's not your brother. That's some famous radio dude, which I'm honored by. But yes, I am Vicky's brother. So I'm going to stop right here.
Okay.
And set the record finally straight. Marquise, little Negro boy, listen to what I'm saying. DT, go to Negro slide one. This picture that we have up is Marquise in the back left-hand side of the screen, standing next to his mother with the sunglasses on, my sister Vicky. Now, Marquise, if I was not your mom's brother, how would I have that picture? Okay? Let's go to, you know what? This is a testimony.
Okay.
This is a court testimony cuz I'm putting the system on trial. I'm Marquise, take the stand. Putting your ass on the stand because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of defending who I am and who I am to your sister. So, Exhibit B. I'm sorry. Exhibit Negro B. Go ahead, DT. Is a slide showing me standing next to Marquise's mother, my sister, Vicky.
All right.
And also in that picture is my other half-brother, Derek. And my weird, awkward sister Tiffany and my old ass daddy.
Okay.
Let's go back to Exhibit A with the Negro boy. You went a little early.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Let's go back to the Exhibit A with Marquise and his mom.
Okay.
So there's Marquise and his mom, my sister. Go to Exhibit B. Me and Marquise's mom. Now, just so that Marquise can say, oh, they edited that into the video. Now go to the final slide, which is me saying all these things about these pictures. Marquise, I am your mom's brother. And I host this show. Case.
So are you his uncle?
I am his uncle. I'm his wandering finger uncle. Case closed.
I wouldn't admit it to that, Marquise.
You can get off that slide.
He's not my uncle.
He argues back and forth with his mom. With his mom, Vicky calls me on the line three-way with Marquise, claiming and them arguing back and forth, mom, your brother's on the phone, but your brother's not the guy that hosts the show.
Wow.
He doesn't tie those two together. So
he knows your voice.
Yes.
And he's like, he sounds like the guy who hosts the show, but he's not the guy who hosts the show.
Well, you know, when I'm on the air, I over-pronunciate a little bit more than usual.
Because you're white.
Because I'm white. Yeah. But when I'm on the phone with my sister, I'm all like,
your black comes out.
No, 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 no. My black
falls out.
My black does not fall out. Oh, but this is just black. To prove finally and squash this whole argument, because it's I have now presented irrefutable proof of me in pictures with his mama and a picture of his mama with him.
All right, Marquise, just so you know, all those pictures doctored. I'm just playing.
He also thinks I look like Kanye West. Kid needs to get an eye check.
hold on. I'm going to go back to Negro Slide 1 real quick.
Go back to Exhibit Negro Slide 1.
He got glasses on. What is his problem?
They were dirty when he was looking at me because he thinks I look like Kanye West. And me and his mom both said at the same time when he admitted this on the last phone call we had. What? I told him.
You look like if Kanye West ate Kanye West.
And he lives on the east. On the east side. He lives on the east coast.
Okay.
Illinois, Chicago, somewhere out there. You know, where there's colored people. But they live out there in the boondocks of the boon they gonna do's.
Okay.
Way out there where they got antelope and deer walking up to their back fence.
Yeah.
Or no, there is no back fence, just walking up to their back door.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful out there. But Marquise, bro, your mom is my sister.
Your sister is my mom.
Your sister is your mom. your sister is your mom, and your uncle may or may not be your daddy. But we don't really know who your daddy is. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up.
No,
I'm sorry. He wasn't ready.
He was not ready for that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, I want to talk about Instagram follow whores. Because I've been spending a lot of time on our Instagram feed now that the intern didn't graduate. His ass act like he can't do nothing no more. But Instagram follow whores. I'm calling you out, sons of bitches. Because I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Fat Guy Radio Show hosted by Vicky's brother, Corey Blaze, Marquise's uncle. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target has some amazing deals to offer to the Fatnatics. This week's deals, from sandals to electronics and more. Save 30% off women's, men's, and kids' sandals and flip-flops when you shop through the Target banner on our website and enter promo code SANDALS30. SANDALS30 at checkout. For those of you shopping for the little ones, Just One You by Carter's will be 20% off. And Dad will flip out when you get him this exclusive deal only available to the Fatnatics through the Target banner on our website. You can save $70 on Apple Watch Series 1. Now, this is only available through our link. You can only get this through our link. Go on to Target.com directly. Will not get you this deal. $70 off the Apple Watch Series 1. Target has it all shipped to your front door or picked up at your neighborhood store. Either way, get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, the Target banner on our website, or tap the Target icon on our official show app. Target, expect more, pay less. Lady Mata Martha off the Twitter admits that she's in Instagram whore. Let me explain to you what an Instagram whore is.
Please do.
Do you know what I'm getting at though?
I think I do, but I'm not entirely sure.
An Instagram follow whore.
Are those the people who like follow you and then delete you after you follow them back?
Bingo, bingo, bingo. And it happens to us all the time. Because what I do periodically, because number one, we love to follow people back. our follower count is almost the same as our followed account.
Yeah.
You know, because we want to interact with us. We want to see what's going on. We want to see what Cheek and the Mama is going to post with the little cute ass kids that's going on. Yeah. We want to be able to see those things. We want to interact with the people that follow us and listen to this show.
Okay.
They may not stream it live because I tell you right now, I get so many tweets of people saying, hey, Corey, I work on Thursday nights or I've got family on Thursday nights or I got Bible study on Thursday night and I wish that I could join you guys live. But it's just really, really difficult for me to be able to do it. But I either go back and always rewatch the live feed on Vimeo or I just, you know, I'm subscribed to it on iTunes and I just download it that way. But please don't feel bad that we're not able to stream the show live. And then some people say they're out there in Lady Kayland. They're just like, it's just way too damn late.
Yeah.
I'm not staying my ass up that late.
Exactly.
And I just tell them, hey, you go with God and marry on your way. But our Instagram page, according to industry standards, we are below average for Instagram followers.
Mm.
Yeah, because for a show that of our caliber, at our caliber, we should have thousands and thousands of Instagram followers.
Okay.
And that's very true. But I say, and my counter argument to the BDB Radio Network suits is always is that we have a low quantity,
but a high quality
of Instagram followers. You know what I mean? Our Instagram followers get it. So when I get on the Instagram, because the interns have graduated and it's summer vacation and we don't have any summer interns. So I've been spending a lot more time on social media.
Okay.
And I've noticed that we get followed by a lot of people that have no intentions on following us. So I did an Instagram audit. I went into our Instagram page, looked at who was following us and who we were following. And some of these followers that we follow were ones that I did way back in the day when we first started our Instagram. And I go and I look to see if they've appeared under our follower count and they're no longer there.
Hmm.
And not only did that happen once or twice, but I started to see a trend of they followed us, we followed them, they unfollowed us.
Mm. Ooh.
So that's what I classify as an Instagram follow whore, someone that follows you just to get you to follow them back and then they unfollow you.
Yeah.
So basically they're just stacking their follower count because it looks good. Believe it or not, when you are running a business or you have some internet based entertainment that's online, your Instagram count, your Facebook count, your Twitter follower count, all of that is appealing to sponsors.
Yes.
But how you go about getting those sponsors and go about getting those followers is where it becomes unethical in my eyes.
Yeah. No, I can see where you're coming from. I mean,
and that's what I peeped that out with a lot of people. Now, if they were still following us, we would honor that because we do interact with them. One of the interns' responsibilities is to follow up and interact. They have all the alerts turned on. Somebody post a comment. You're getting it hearted. If you see somebody, if any one of us goes on Instagram, we all know that if it's somebody that has a birthday, we always wish them a happy birthday. We do that because we care about the people who follow us.
Yeah.
But it's really disheartening to see that people that used to follow us, we follow back because they had an internet-based operation, and we love to support them. We love to support other internet entities.
Yeah.
And then once they get our follow, they've unfollowed us.
Yeah, that's BS.
It's crap, right? And Madamu, I can't say what you just said, but there's a whole lot of bleeps in there. What she said, F their C's. Yeah, that's what children? She said. Yeah, children. F she said, children? Fund their children. But it's I'm calling them out. Instagram. This show wants to follow people on Instagram. We want our Instagram follower count to be balanced with our follow.
Yeah.
Because it allows us to interact and see other aspects of your life. We love that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just reinstated my Instagram account.
I noticed that.
And I did a huge purge too. I got to start posting though.
I was wondering why I wasn't going to bring that up when we were having our pre-show French fry meeting.
Yeah.
I was wondering because I had seen not only did something post up a like or something post up from you on the show Instagram, but Facebook too.
Yes, I have not posted anything on these. I think I posted one on Facebook, which is like a shared memory.
Okay,
but I haven't got into the
yeah, that's what it was, a shared memory.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the like the serious posting yet. I'm trying to do a purge of like people that I don't like. They don't even interact with me anymore.
What inspired you or what triggered you to go back?
You did.
I did not.
There was his friend. His muscle making friend.
I was working out with one of my friends who's a personal trainer. He has his own business and everything. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking. He was talking about life. He's like, why are you still working a numbers job when you have the voice for radio? And he's like, I know you do radio. He's like, but I don't see anything about it on your social media. I was like, I got rid of all my social media. He's like, bro, you need to get that back and just make sure everyone knows what you're doing when it comes to your radio show. He's like, because you guys are funny and you guys need to let people know. And I was like, yeah. He's like, so whatever you post on it, it should be all about Fat Guy Radio Show. And I was like, yes, he
said,
should be.
He said you should do that on your social media pages?
Yeah, he did.
To kind of promote the show you're a part of.
Exactly.
Ladies so when people think about him, they think about Fat Guy Radio Show.
Exactly, right?
Exactly.
That's
the best advice I ever got. And that was the first time I've ever gotten that advice.
That's genius. Lip,
yes.
This is something we haven't seen in a long time. It's called The Turn. Where Corey goes from nice guy.
Oh, no.
To ass. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard DT explain to you
was the first time I've ever heard it.
Is something that I have been preaching from the mountaintops.
Never heard that before.
For the last 4.5 years, he's been involved with the BDB Radio Network. And this smoker, some of a bitch, let a friend of his that he ain't known for but a hot cup of coffee come up to him and say, same, the exact, I can't English. The exact same thing I said to him 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
He is now, shut up! He is now claiming that this is all new. My eyes have been opened. The heavens have parted.
The clouds have separated.
That's the heavens, lips. Keep on with me.
I can't English.
If you think if you're going to get mad with me, get mad with me. Not after me.
I think I'm mad now.
Corey's at the heavens. I'm going to say the clouds.
You know what this
is? Shut up, you! I'm angry in my soul. Let me tell you what this sexy son of a bitch did done, America. Listen to me. He is shepherd for the devil. He worked for the devil. I told his ass years ago, I said, Daniel Taylor, listen to me good. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. I'm telling you, man, your social media, we're going to get this thing going, man. We're going to get this thing off the ground. We're going to get this going, man. All you got to do is make sure that everything on your social media points everybody to your product, man, to your show, man. That's what you got to do, bro. That's what you got to do. In one ear, not the other.
You know what
this one sex, shut up. One sexy side of his face out of the other sexy side of his face. I even tried to tell him in a language that he knows and understands. And he still didn't listen. But then yet, long, long time later, in the year of 2017, a friend, someone that he ain't known but for 12 minutes, comes up to him and repeats the exact same motherfucking thing I said to him 4.5 years ago, and it resonates in his soul. It sparks a fire in his spirit. It lights up his eyes. And then this punk, some of my sexy bitch, is gonna sit here and throw it out to my face once again. I've been holding it in because I said the first time when I saw you post on social media, I said, I know for the sake of God, this ain't about to happen. The show is as it's happening. He listened to that other dude. You know why he listened to that other dude? The other dude got muscles and he built and he's firm and he's tight. You can bounce a quarter off his ass.
You could.
And that's the reason why he listening to him. He don't want to listen to the fat chocolate chip that's sitting over here in chair number one. No, he wants to listen to the pretty boy.
You know what this is, though.
Shut up! I ain't done! Now I'm done because I'm out of breath because I'm fat. Punk ass. You pissed me off. How deep is this damn bed? Now there's a gondola playing.
This is the game of
your time. Ass ain't not going to sit there and say that. Oh, wow. Look, I came up with this really great idea. My friend touched my spirit. I couldn't be more pissed off right now.
You know what it is, though.
You know, I'm pissing on myself right now. I'm so damn mad.
You know what it is, though, right?
What is it?
It's the parent effect.
What is the... I'm not your parent. If anything, I want to be your lover. If I want to be your lover,
but you know what?
You got to get with my friends.
But you know what the parent effect is, right?
What's the parent effect? F whatever I got to say until one of your little Negro spiritual friends come up and say it to you. Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay, well, at least we've got some closure.
No, it's the parent effect is like when you have someone that you really look up to and everything, and they tell you stuff like how your parents do, like they tell you stuff that they've already been through. You tend to, like, not take it at face value because, or like, you tend to take it as face value and, like, it goes in one ear, out the other, because you're like, well, I mean, I don't know, And then when you have a peer tell you and you see your peer doing it, it's like, oh, snaps, that stuff does work. Maybe my parent was right.
4 years later.
I know.
Do you remember that meeting that we set in with the suits that told us that all of our social media has to have B2B Radio Network on it and yes. Talk show host on it? Remember when the suits told us all of that? Were you listening to them? That was after I said it.
No, because they're still like the parent.
They're still the parent effect? Yeah. Okay.
It's the parent effect.
All right, the parent effect. Okay, mm-hmm. I see what the parent effect is. Now, when I tell your ass we go into 5 days a week and you don't hear that, I hope 4 years later, after me and Lip are making hundreds of thousands of dollars,
I told you I can show up on Thursday.
Your friend comes and tells you, hey,
you're going five days a week. And then I'll be here every day.
And when your key card don't work in the building no more, don't you come crying and saying to me, because if you come to me, I'm going to say, go ask your friend. So next time you need some advice, go ask that little perfect nipple having friend.
His nipples are perfect.
They are purple. I licked them. What?
Do you want to know something I've discovered? Or not discovered, I heard.
Is this going to hurt my feelings too? Is this hurt feelings? Is this hurt the fat boy day?
Yes. No, you mentioned nipples, so I heard.
Nipples and lip perked up.
No, I hear that your nipples and your earlobes actually line up.
Yes, actually, I know that for a fact. So what you do is, I can give you a
this
purple nurple.
This is such a stupid show.
Put it in my
are
hand,
we really about to
right
have this conversation?
Chest. And then, like, I put my hand right down the center of your chest, and I reach over, and doop, every single time, I'll hit your nipple, because I just line it up in the middle, right there underneath your earlobe, boom. I also heard, speaking on nipples, I also heard the ladies, this is for you ladies, all right, this show isn't just about guys. Ladies, we serve you too, ladies. Here, I'm going to go to my personal shop real quick.
Yeah, please, because I'm zoned out right now.
Ladies, if you want to get your perfect lip color, match the shade of your nipples.
Oh, okay. Go to my single shot. I got a message for the ladies too. Hey, ladies, if you ever want to send your man or a man you're interested in a personal message, you got to get yourself over to Lady K's Cryogram Wagon, where she gonna write your message on an Oreo and go mail it to the man of your choice. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't gotta be send it to Jethro, send it to that dude that DT only listens to, whatever you want. You just write that message on that onion. Get on over to Lady K's Cryogram Wagon on you, where that message is gonna have your man teared up so bad he gonna pass out. I hate you so much right now.
Adele off the Facebook said, what the?
Yeah, I know, Adele. You just be welcome to the show.
I don't know which part you're wooden at, so I can't give you any clarification.
The fact that you even would bring this up on the show is...
You brought it up. All I said was I was going to purge.
I noticed it.
And then you went on your rant in Rampage. You asked me to clarify. So,
Lady K can't breathe. She's crying. She's laughing so hard. You know what, Mocha? After you occupied a space at my residence.
Oh, it's getting deep.
Or no, I'm not. Not occupy a space. As you came to shave, essence, shower at my place. As you drove by my house for 2 months and waved. I realized you don't listen to me. You don't. And I'm okay with that.
I do.
No, I listen to you. Everything you've ever told me, I've listened to. Bend over, slide it in, help me get it in there. I've done all that. What? I'm sorry. What happened?
More lube.
I just. Hey.
Thanks, guys, and hello from down under. Oh,
no.
Is that Australia off off the Facebook?
Australia chiming in on the Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're streaming the show live, your comments may also make it on the air. What's up from it is early. You know what? Matter of fact, after Terry followed us, I actually on my phone, sidebar, we'll get back to your beating in the town square detail. On my phone, I actually put a Lady K is dying right now. I actually put on my world clock. It is right now as we're taping the show. Terry, you will love this. It is right now 1:22 p.m. in Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, nice.
1:22 in the afternoon. So wow. Basically, Adele is pretty much watching us on her lunch hour. Oh, I'm taking that from you. Adele's watching us on our lunch hour, so stop streaming the show at work before you get your ass fired.
That's if they take a lunch at the same time as those Americans.
Well, it's 1:22. Is it lunch universal?
I don't know.
International? Well, you know what? You know who's
depends on her shift, I guess.
You know who's the deciding factor on where everybody takes lunch?
Who's that?
DT's friend. He knows everything. He has such great insight. What's his name? Just his first name.
Kwani.
I hate him. Kwani, I hate you. I cursed the day you were born. And I would say something really, really bad, but I'm not that type of person because I don't really want to hurt his feelings. You know what I mean? I don't really know him. But I'm not going to be that guy that goes on an international radio show and says the worst thing possible. That is just not who I am.
For that exactly who you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit at Kwame and say his lunch hour. It is lunch hour over there. All right. I am not going to say to your friend Kwame, I wish his mama would have swallowed him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
The one scene that I remember, and I can't remember the name of the movie, is that there was a lady that had a very thick German accent, and she said, "A hard penis is hard to find." And what she was actually trying to say is, happiness is hard to find.
Wow.
And she says, "You know, hard penis is hard to find." And everybody in the movie was looking around like,
the hell?
What? A hard penis is hard to find. A hot penis is hard to find.
Hey, isn't that hard if you come to my house?
Oh, I got it. It popped right up. Okay, ready? Yep. It is from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Ah, okay.
All right, ready, Lip?
Yep.
Don't even know a penis is hard to find.
Excuse me.
A penis.
Or happiness.
Wow. Afterburn.
They're wacky, they're zany. Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Hey, listen, you could be paying for this show right now. It could be costing you anywhere from $1.99 to $9.99 an episode, but we keep it free. And the way we do is by you supporting our monthly bonus show, Afterburn. Yes, Afterburn is a pay-per-listen show. You buy a monthly subscription. It's a reoccurring billing process through our partnership with Patreon. You basically buy access to the Patreon site where all of our Afterburn shows are posted. Or if you want to kick it up a notch through Patreon, you can buy an elite Afterburn membership subscription, which then gives you exclusive privileges to our Facebook Elite private group. And on that Facebook Elite private group, just like you that are streaming the show live on Facebook right now, you get to stream Afterburn from Facebook. So you get alerts through the group when the show is going to be taped, what time the show is going to be taped, and you get to watch it as it happens and interact like you do the regular show. Now, a lot of people have asked me over the last week, Corey, what happens on the Afterburn that doesn't happen on the free show? The free show is laden by rules and regulations and restrictions and commercials. All that goes out the window, and it's just 75 minutes of uninterrupted us. Uninterrupted Dite, uninterrupted Philippius, uninterrupted Corey, and even our music beds don't get interrupted. All on Afterburn. And Afterburn allows us to talk about things that we can't talk about here on the show because of the restrictions of the network and our sponsors. So Afterburn is never free. It will never be free. But what it does is we take the money from that Afterburn purchases and subscription and put them into this free show so we can keep the show going. It's not anything new. It's not something we're doing to scam money. It's something that every internet radio show does. They offer you content. Lip, you can testify. We used to have a donate button on our site. Yes. Now we're giving you something for the money that you're giving us. So subscribe to Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/Afterburn. And yes, before anybody asks, Afterburn is available in Australia. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/Afterburn. All right. Whew, that was a long read. I told me to push it. Lip, did I cover it all?
I think so.
DT, did you ever watch Fear Factor?
I did.
Did you know it's back?
What?
They brought MTV has brought Fear Factor back, but they kicked Joe Rogan's octagon yelling ass to the side.
Mm, okay.
And you'll never guess who's hosting it now.
Bow Wow.
No.
Who?
Lil Bow Wow.
Is that a little Negro rap singer?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not familiar with that. Mm.
Is it a Negro guy? No.
It is a Negro is rap it? Singer.
Rap singer?
A rap
singer. Is it Ludacris?
Ludacris.
What?
Ludacris.
Those are the only two rap singers I know.
Me too. Him and I know the other Negro rap singer. Hold on. I like to eat their snacks. Eminem.
He's white.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's about as white as Ryan Scott is white.
Okay, touche.
Thank you. Ludacris is hosting Fear Factor. And Fear Factor, I mean, it was popular back in the early 90s, I want to say, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was hosted.
Early 2000s, actually.
Yeah, it was hosted by Joe Rogan before Joe Rogan started yelling, It's over! Before Joe Rogan started yelling MMA calls and stuff like that. But yeah, Fear Factor is back, bro.
That's dope.
And you know what? I was a little, you know how I get a little trepidatious when they try to reboot these shows.
Yeah.
And I saw Fear Factor. I saw MTV. Was the original Fear Factor on MTV?
No, I think it was on like Fox.
I want to say Fox too. I want to guess it was Fox.
And it was like prime time.
Really? And it was amazing where they take these three contestants and make them face their fears. And then Joe Rogan would always yell at the end of the show to the winner, and fear is not a factor for you.
It actually started off with six contestants.
Six?
Yeah. There's three events, six contestants, and you just chopped them down until you got to, and like each round, like, so go like two lose off the first or how many ever lose, but you try to end up with two contestants for the final one.
Okay, I see. And then the best time wins.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But it was Joe Rogan. It was Fear Factor. And I was a Fear Factor fan.
Yeah.
I wanted one of those Fear Factor yellow flags. And now that Fear Factor is back, I need a solo shot.
Okay.
I got a message for MTV. MTV, hi, it's Corey Blaze. Vicky's brother, Marquise's uncle. I have a request. In behind me, I would like to have a Fear Factor flag. Please and thank you. Okay, and back to the show.
Okay.
Fear Factor is back, hosted by Ludacris, and it is actually pretty spot on from when Joe Rogan hosted.
Wait, so they already have episodes going?
It debuted last week.
Ooh.
It debuted last week, and you know what? The stunts are still insane.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, Ludacris versus Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, yes, he's a hack. He has a great podcast. And if he ever wants to come on this show, he'd be the greatest person on the world, on the planet, if he ever came on the show. And then once his interview was over, I'd slam him. But Joe Rogan has an air about him that fits that type of show. That's why he does so well on the MMA network.
Yeah.
Ludacris, the one thing that Joe did very well is that Joe was able to oversell the fear. Because when you think about it, it's just earthworms that they're pouring on top of you with Madagascar hissing cockroaches crawling over you. And you got to find the Madagascar hissing cockroaches and put them in a bucket behind you.
Okay.
The hissing cockroaches are big. They hiss, but they don't bite. And they have their legs feel prickly on you. So you think they're nibbling on you, but they're not. They eat vegetables. That's why they utilize them. And the earthworms are just that. Earthworms.
Yeah.
They eat soil. But the mental aspect, and especially with the women, knowing that there are cockroaches that are 6 inches long crawling on you, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of earthworms on you, it messes up your psyche. And what Joe Rogan was able to do was he was successful in not only enticing the fear of the viewer, but enticing the fear of the contestant. And yeah. I was really worried when I saw on the news feed that MTV was bringing it back with Ludacris. I was wondering if Ludacris was going to be able to carry that same mantle. And he does. And he does it well.
Wow.
He gets in their head. He oversells it. And one thing that I saw in the first episode is that the contestants was messing with Luda. Like one lady, it was one of the challenges where they had the hissing cockroaches.
Yeah.
And they were laying in the bed. They were blindfolded. They were strapped down. They had earthworms all over them. And they had buckets of hissing cockroaches. And they had to find the hissing cockroaches. One chick was like, Luda was over there standing time. But it's behind your head. It's behind your head. She was all freaking out. And then finally, she just grabbed a handful of earthworms and a Madagascar hissing cockroaches and just flung it behind. And it went all over Luda. You know what I mean? That doesn't happen to Joe Rogan.
Nah, because Joe Rogan's roided out.
Joe Rogan got the hell out the way. You know, he stood far away. Luda was right there on top of the action. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be all right. They had the little shark cage that they dropped into the body of water. And they had to undo the little lug nuts to get out. All of that. It was just intense. It was great. And I think Luda is going to do a very good job on Fear Factor bringing this back.
See, I'm super excited to watch. If it got the Corey Blaze stamp of approval, it might be a good show.
It's got the Corey Blaze stamp of approval.
Unless it's Sense8 and then... MTV might cancel it.
Well, there was somebody sent me an article, and I know we're up on a hard break. Somebody sent me an article saying that there is talks and buzz that Sense8 has been picked up by a network. And I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about that either, because they're going to corporatize it. On Netflix, we got boobs, we got ass. Lito is very, very overtly gay. They are going to wash all that down when it goes to a network.
What if it got picked up by like Stars or HBO?
Then that will be...
Because then it might be able to still have all that stuff that you like about it.
That's true, but... It's still a network. It's not Netflix.
That's true.
Even though Netflix can lick my left testicle.
I mean, HBO comes out with some pretty good shows.
I don't have HBO, so I don't know.
Well, I have HBO. I'll give you my HBO. So
you don't have HBO.
I do have HBO. Don't tell me what I don't have.
Did your friend tell you to get HBO too?
No, I got HBO on my own accord, because I was like, what does Corey not have? HBO. So I'm going to get that stuff so that I can be one up on Corey.
You remember 4.5 years ago when I told DT to get HBO?
You never told me that, Corey.
I hate you so much. You love me. Hey, you know what? Bring the little Negro felt boy in here. I want to see him face to face. I want to meet the guy who changed your life.
Do you really?
No, I don't. You bring him anywhere near me.
I'll get him on next show.
I will shoot him.
I will get him on next show. I will shoot
him in the face. He came between me and my mocha cup, and I will not stand nor sit for that.
Oh.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. HBO is the S, according to Mata Martha.
It is.
Yes. Adele, I hope you're enjoying this crazy ass American show. We are. This is. We are a perfect representation of how America really is. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot. We'll be right back after this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
A little Prince. Little Red Corvette. I believe we hit the anniversary of Prince passing this week.
Did we?
So, yeah, I saw a lot of social media about Prince and, man, just gone way too soon once again, ladies and gentlemen. Gone way too soon. Miss him every day, especially our recently engaged friend of the show, Nick West, is very inspired by Prince. So our prayers to his family, and we just miss him again. But one of his great songs here, Little Red Corvette. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hello from Halo Cigs. That's Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch. It was easy. My choice is e-liquid is Sub-Zero, and my module is the Triton Take 2 system. See what PC Magazine has called the top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. D-Tank.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you like to, you know, you, well, I would say this. You're pretty conservative with your clothing.
Yeah.
You don't go too outlandish, right?
No.
I don't think so. Lip, you would wear a poncho and a burka if you could.
Yes.
Your prude ass won't show skin if I paid you and I've tried.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lip. We see London. We see France. Brand new, introducing see-through lace underpants. For men. A Los Angeles-based fashion company is trying to make lacy shorts for men happen. Hologram City, a brand known mostly for producing mesh clothing often worn by pop stars, debuted the new item online this week, and it's very quickly earned attention on the internet, and it is lace underwear. I'm sorry we don't have a picture to go up on our live stream, but we will post it up on our social media, but I will show the boys here in the studio. Can you not see it? You have to take the entire laptop from me?
Yeah.
Blind ass some of my Mocha, can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Lace underwear.
But that looks like a whole suit, not underwear.
Lace shorts. But it's all lace, dude. There ain't nothing on. They don't have t-shirts on. All they got is gay dude tidy whities. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's not underwear, though.
Yeah, that's not underwear.
Okay.
Those are lace shorts.
They are see-through shorts, man.
You're saying underwear, though.
Okay, they're shorts.
So I'm thinking like
those are the actual shorts. You see, there is no liner on the inside of these shorts.
Yeah.
I'll hold it up to my camera. And I know it's going to be hard to see. It's probably really grainy, but those are the shorts.
When you say underwear, I think lingerie.
Yeah, when you say underwear, I'm thinking stuff I wear under.
No, these are, I'm sorry, did I say underwear?
You did.
It's shorts. You wear underwear under them or you don't.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Everybody else would like to see you now.
What?
Oh, I thought you were still on my shot. I apologize for that. I'm slow.
Mm-hmm.
Anger in, focus out. The Hologram City certainly means to push the boundaries. The brand produces a lot of revealing club and streetwear, and its mesh shorts and pants have been seen on all kinds of stars that raise eyebrows, and then they list a whole lot of stars. And the reason why they lose credence with me is that they have one name on here and one name only that just completely shoots this in the foot for me, and that name is Kylie Jenner. Of course, that whore would wear something like this.
I thought it was going to be Justin Bieber.
No. And Miley Cyrus is also on the list. Would you or would you not wear, I scrolled down, there's another picture. Would you or would you not wear these mesh shorts and all these dudes have on are white Speedos under them?
I'll take this lip. No.
It's a new, you know, it's going to be a fashion trend. Soon as they get a pair of these on Justin Bieber's Bieber.
I'm trying to see who's going to win between this and the rompers.
What is a romper?
The male romp hems.
What's a romp hem?
It's like a
okay, one-piece. So the rompers are like those one-piece suits that those women wear.
Okay.
It's like a short set that connects to the shirt, and it's all one piece. And it buttons up in the front, or it like zips up in the back, depending on like which one you
got. I thought that was a onesie.
Yeah, no. Kind of. But it's called a romper.
It's called a romper.
Yeah. And then, so this group made one called for men called the romp hem. And it looks like a button-up shirt in the front. But it connects to your shorts and everything, and it's all one piece.
It's all one piece.
It's all one piece. So look it up on your little device right there.
Why don't you look it up on your little device? Let me tell him what to do with my device. Why don't you go consult your friend and see if it's okay for me to look it up on my device?
I just texted him. He said it's good.
Okay. Well, Mata Martha off the Twitter said when we're talking about these mesh shorts, we need to have the appropriate background music.
Look at that booty. Show me the
booty. Booty, booty, booty. Now, of course, these look like they're going to appeal to a alternative lifestyle market, which is fine.
Yeah.
If they want to advertise on this show, I'd wear them in a minute. I'd have on a full chocolate bodysuit under it because that lace will have many, many rolls. But Dite, I think I should order you a pair of these shorts.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Lip?
I'm good.
I'll sleep in them.
Can you be more of a prude?
Yeah.
He probably still loves his wife in the dark.
This is the picture of the male romper.
Okay. Let's see that. Hold that up there. That is the I don't know what that is. So it's a baby's onesie. You have to hold it up as if those comments weren't there.
Okay.
Okay. It's a kid's onesie. It's an adult onesie. But, didn't I buy something like that for the little jalapeno baby?
And they have those for men now because those are only available for women.
Here's my argument.
I'm listening.
Are they available
for fat guys?
For the fat peoples.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can get enough fabric for that.
That's messed up. Lip, there is a person that truly follows us on Instagram.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Okay.
There is a fat male clothing line that follows us on Twitter. I need someone to reach out to them and offer my body up to be a living marketing board for them.
Mm.
We are seen by twos of threes of people every week on these Instagram, on these cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twos of threes of people.
Twos of threes.
I should be wearing one of those shirts. I'm not going to mention the name of the company on the air until they agree.
Mm.
Please reach out to them. And Lady K off the Twitter says, Gavin actually retweeted that pic that Dite was holding up. And Gavin DeGrasse said that he would wear them. He would wear the chompers.
See, I feel like
is
Gavin.
Is that what they're called? The chompers?
The rompers.
Oh, whatever.
But I think Gavin could put off a fomper.
What?
Yeah, I think he could pull a fomper off.
What's a fomper?
Isn't that what we're calling them now? Fompers?
No, I thought they were gompers.
A romper.
Stompers.
Hompers.
Compers?
Don't know.
Gonkers?
Lip just broke it. Flompers?
Zompers?
Kilometers.
Zampers.
Clampters.
Rampters.
Philampeters.
Pampers.
You win. Bampers!
Oh! Lip with the Y and took him 20 minutes, but he got it.
He got one in.
Pampers.
I was thinking about diapers.
You were thinking about diapers.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a good one.
And Lady K chimed in, romper. Romper. Is that what they call romper?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Lady
technical
K.
Technical name, yeah.
Yeah, the technical name.
The radio name, it could be whatever we want.
Whatever. And Mata Martha, I'm sorry we ran out of time, but I didn't get to the green marijuana-infused wine that is now being sold in the U.S.'s of A.
Ooh, I'm going to have to get drunk tonight and high at the same time.
Drunk and high.
I'm going to get dry tonight.
But you know what? You can't get drunk and high.
Why?
You need to consult your life coach, Kawambe Leonard.
Kawambe.
Kawambe. I hate you so much.
Isn't that what his name is?
No.
Okay, what is his name?
It's
I don't care! That's all we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Adele, aren't you glad you broke your lunch to tune in for this? If she's still there. Nope, according to that number, she's not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. He was in the back trying on his mesh shorts at the advice of DT's Life Coach. Today's show was not brought to you by DT's Life Coach. It was brought to you by Amazon. If you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through our show's Amazon portal. DT, consult your life coach before shopping. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Drop a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. DT, according to your life coach, you send it to P.O. Box 4150. Go F yourself. Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Not you, DT. Check with your life coach. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking a lip. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter has now welcomed back DT at the advice of his life coach, Harambe.
Wow.
For our executive producer, Phil Olympias.
Yes, sir.
Our associate producer, former friend, Daniel Taylor.
Yes, sir. What's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, the ignored, reminding everybody that skinny people, DT's friend, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us unless you remind DT of something that I said 4.5 years ago. Tell everybody you know about the show, and then one of those people will eventually repeat it back to DT, and he'll get it. And when they ask you what's it all about, consult your life coach, DeMarcus Ware, and simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, like I'm depressed now, but you won't know until you listen. Unless you're DT's life coach friend. Join us next week if DT's life coach allows him to. See you at the top if DT's life coach allows him to. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If DT's life coach allows him to.
Hello.
Life coach.